Simin Kuf Tzadi, Sif Chofov, Shavu Lamed, Lamed Beis and Mem. And if we have a chance, also a little bit a Sikum of Sif of the Gemara and Daf Nun Testament Beis. The Mechaber says, Misasko bedam shi efshe shi yem imenu kesem ala kigris v'nimtza ala kishnei grisin hari zeter le kigris bedam shi nesasko boi v'kigris b'ma achurlis. The chiddush of the machaber is that it's shaykh to be tailor one kesem in two different things. If a person was in the sa'aska b'ksamim and he finds the amount of dam of the asik plus another gris, you're allowed to be tailor the dam in the asik and in the gris. The Ramah brings down v'yesh machmir matam b'cholzeh, the das arash, the Torah goes the same way, that Yutaka would not be tailor. V'komokum nir d'yesh l'smecha b'kilim d'b'ksam b'shem l'hakol. So Mechaber says him, he doesn't even bring down a Machlekes B'chlal, he says him the Kula that you could be tailored in two Tliyas. However, the Ramah is masculine the Shita Sarash, however, Lalach he goes, not like them, like Rav Yishenim, that you could be tailored in two. The Shaila is, what's Pshat in the Rosh? What's that Pshat? You shouldn't be able to be tailored in the Esek and the Dam together. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Ayin Ches, he gives three different Mahalchim, why the Rosh holds. You wouldn't be tailored in two things. He says, first of all, Machrilis is not a Vadai. Every Machrilis is not Be'etim a Vadai. It's just that you have to, where Chazal allowed you to be tailored in a Machrilis, because if not, Ein Lecha Kol Isha, that's going to be Tahir Labayla. So he says, that's in a case where you found the mount which is less than a Gris. But if you find more than a Gris, and you want to answer it up with two different things and say it's in addition to the Asik, it's also Machrilis, there's no svara to say that for sure that there was a Machrilis, and you don't have the problem that in the Chakolisha that's going to be Terla Baila, because it would be Terla Baila in a case where you don't find such a big Gris. Clappy the times that you find, you don't find such a big Kesem. When you find less than a Gris, then we have the svara, and we'll matter you. But Mechat Asi, that in every single scenario, we're going to always give you a Gris, even if the Kesem is bigger. So that's the first thing. The second thing he says, Oid. Mechat Asi, that you're Terla two Tliyas. L'chor it's two tliyas, one tliya the asek, and the two tliyas is the machrilis. And third of all, mechat is to say that they both came to the exact same pinklet, they came to the same spot. In addition, the saskos and the machrilis came to the same spot. It says l'chor it's a davar rochik, and memela milsad le'shchicha, you're not going to be tailor. And where he says, even the rush is going to be maskim, that in a case where you have two grisim, and in the second gris you have a machrilis mu'uchavoy, the mice of the Rosh is maskim la'alacha, that that's not a problem. He says, what's the reason? He says, because over there it's not together clear. There, your mamash have shor shachal lefanecha, you see that there is another, you see what the dam is. You don't have to be tailored that dam. And it's pasha that it ended up exactly next to the other kesem. And therefore, you're allowed to be tailored. The shayla is, if that's the case, so what do the rest of the Rishonim hold? The way that we paskin la'alacha la'maisa, vasef is that the other Rishonim hold that you could be tailored. L'chertz shnei tliyas. Everybody we know holds that you can't be tailored shnei tliyas. That we saw in the Shach and Sifkat Lamed. That we're not going to be tailored the Lamata in the Lamailo if we're not sure that you weren't Nizdakra. If you could be that you were in Nizdakra, then we have to be tailored that you weren't Nizdakra and be tailored the bottom and the top. So then we're not going to be tailored shnei tliyas. So first step is over here. The Rishonim hold that you can be tailored two tliyas. So if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Vaisas, the rest of the Rishonim hold that when you nesaskil b'ksamim, then it's not even begadr tliya. It's pashat that the dam of the asik is going to end up on you. And therefore it's not begadr tliya. It's only one tliya of the machrilis, and therefore you could be tailored. And l'chura, that's a shtikl d'oichik, because the Taz nemdar not that way. The Taz says, he says, to say that all the dam of the asik comes onto a person, that's very shver. Mechat asik, you're being nesaskil in something, to say that all the dam of the bird, that person was being nesaskil, and it went into the person, so he says that to be tailored that all the dam came, you're allowed to be tailored all the dam came. He says, and the only tliya is the machrilis, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Taz says, l'chur, it's a chiddush. B'chlaub. Royim b'chush. L'chur, achush makish is there. But not every time a person is asked to be summoned, does all the dam come. B'chlaub. L'chur, you could say really fakir. The pashup shah, you could say, is that it's only one tliya, because the machrilis is always together like gazru. The Mela will only have to be Tehler, the Asik, but the rest more than the Asik is Lachur together like Gazru, and there it doesn't need a Tliya Bechlal. The Mela in Echanam, it's not considered two Tliyas. When you come to Machir, it's together like Gazru, and therefore it's not two Tliyas. Could be that the Rosh, the Shitas, that we mentioned all the way back, that the Rosh doesn't hold that it's together like Gazru. That's why he held that there's a lay plug, and if you kill five machrilis, then you're not going to get more than one. Because it's not begad lay goes, begad tli, and they only give you one. The shayla is, what's pshat? Why would this be different than the case of lachur, this din that we pass in halach l'maisa, not like the rush, that we say that two things came together? How come what's pshat of the chavis das? The chavis das, we mentioned in the past, the big machlekes achrenim, if you have on a beged strips, two lines, one is blue and one is white, and you have a kesem which is more than a gris that goes from the blue to the white. Altogether, it's more than a gris, but what's on the blue is 3/4 of a gris, and what's on the white is 3/4 of a gris. Altogether, you have 1.5 grisin, so therefore the kesem is much bigger. However, what's on the white is only 3/4 of a gris. Comes along the chavis das and says, you're telling me, it's possible to gris on the white. Yeah, but since the whole thing is one kesem, and we know that a kesem which is more than a gris, we can't be tailing a machrilis. Once we know that it's not a machrilis, then I'll be tailing, then whatever is on the white is going to be problematic, even if it's less than a gris. What does the Mil Tzedaka say? No. If you look at the Mil Tzedaka, it says, it doesn't say that we got the loy gozer and that's why it's motzeh. The Mil Tzedaka says, no. What's on the color is in a chanami from her. Mashinga, what's on the white comes from machrilis. It's not right to say they both came together. I mechadesed to say that both of these ksamim came together. What came from her and what came from the lachur, this mamish came pinklich at the exact same spot, came together. Says lachur, that's the halach that we see here in Simcha Vav. Are you allowed to say that the asek, the dam of the asek, and the dam of the machrilis came together? If that's the case, so how come the chavas das is not masin zemil tzedakah? Say whatever came on the color came from her, and whatever came on the white came from machrilis. So lachur, the Chavis Das Shitasa is very gishmak, because if you look at the Tveris Tzvi, Tveris Tzvi is actually brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat and Chof. When you get to that Shaila, Tveris Tzvi, he says that once you have to say that what came on the color came from her, then we're going to say that we're not going to be Mechalik and say that half of it came from her and half of it didn't come from her. In other words, if you're saying that it all came from a Tliya, our case in Sifkat Vav, part of it came from one place, a Tliya, nothing came from her. Part came from one Tliya, part came from Machrilis. However, to say that part of it came from her and the rest of it came from Machrilis, that's Lachura much more shver, and we wouldn't do that. Lachura, Lafi the Chavis Das, that holds that the whole reason that I'm Tehle in somewhere else is because the woman didn't have Hargasha. Whenever a woman has a Kesem, we have a Tliya, and she has a Tliya. Lachura, just as much we can say that it came from the Tliya, we can say that it came from her. How come we're Tehle that it came from Mibachutz and not Tehle that it came from her? Says the Chavis Das, that you could say Savi Darabana Lakula. Says the Chavis Das, there's Zari Chocha. It's even more than that. Because we don't just go to Savi Darabana Lakula. Every Kesem is a Tzvek Tzveka, and even so are Machmer. He says there's a Reyes, though. How come she didn't have Aragasha? Since she didn't have Aragasha, so Lachur, we're going to say that the Dam didn't come from her, it came from somewhere else. But in the case where she finds a Kesem, half of it's on blue and half of it's on white, then we know some of the Dam came out Shalei Baragasha. So Mehechat Esi to say that what's on the white came from somewhere else, didn't come from her. The Pasha says to say that it came from her. Our esteemed Shulam Meisher, Rebbein Friedman, wanted to tie in a different mahalach. Hurts also that which Mehecha Tesi, the Chavis Das holds, all you see from our Sif, Sif Chavav, is that you're allowed to say that the Machrilis and the Esa came together. But how do you know, can I put the Machrilis in a specific place? To say that the Dam came from her on the color, and the Machrilis came on the white. To say, if you have one big kesem, you can say part of it came from here, part of it came from there. But the mamash split it up and decide which came from where. Mechadesi, that you could do that and say that what came on the color came from her, and what came on the white, that's what came from Machrilis. That chiddush you don't see from Munzer Sif. Mainly Chanami says the Chavis Das, that far you want to go. The Mil Tzedaka says no, you could do that. Once you're Mekel, you can split it up, and Chanami could say, but it's not a kasha on the Chavis Das. Now, Rabbi Kiveig over here is Mechadesh. He's metzadid. He brings down from the Mil Tzedaka that lachur, this whole halach and Sif Chavav is only in a case where you have an asik and a machrilis. But if you have two times the person was in this asik, then he wouldn't be able to be toilet. In other words, if a woman at 8 o'clock in the morning is cleaning one chicken and it has a sela of dam in it, then at 9 o'clock in the morning she cleans another chicken and it also has a sela of dam in it. 10 o'clock she looks at her shirt. And there's two slime of dam, one kesem of two slime of dam. Is she able to be tailor or not? L'chur, she has a glatat liyam. She has two birds that she was Isaac in. Each one was one sela. That's unzura halacha. Says v'kiveg your name, it's not unzura halacha. Ken zayin, the whole halacha is only like it says mamash in the mechaber, that you have one sela from a bird, and one grit from a machilis. There it's mistaver, because the machilis is very shchiach, and it goes to a mokim zuama. It makes sense that it all came together and looks like one grit. It is very weird to say that you have one huge kesem, and half came from one thing, half came from something else. Pashas, it all came to the same spot. Says Mkiveig, I'll be masber to you why it's not so shver. Because machilisin loves zuama. So when there was dam that got on your beged, the machilis came over there and then it got smashed. So it all looks like it's one kesem, but ba'etzim really came from two different things. But that would only pass by something which is a machilis, which likes zuama. But the sela that came from the bird and the sela that came from the second bird, lechera doesn't. How does it know where to go? Meichat says that they should both end up in the exact same spot. Meila tanis kiveiger kenzan in such a case in a chanami you would not be tulim. Now lechera it's a little bit shverer because the lashon of the mechaber in Sif Chav Zayin seems to say lehed you not that way. It says nisaska b'parchz michigris v'nimtza lek igris v'oid. If a person was nisasik in a less than a gris and she found more than a gris, to her. She's Torah, why? Shani Omer Kesem Zemi Esek Aksamimu V'kvar Hoyo Shom Da Machilis. You're allowed to say that the big, this grits and a half, where did it come from? You got a Kesem from the Esek in addition to the Machilis which was already there. That means that the Machilis was, the Dam from the Machilis was already there beforehand. It's not that the Machilis liked Zuama and when the Dam came, then the Machilis came afterwards. The Mechaber's Mavur that you're allowed to say that the machilis, the dam from the machilis was there from beforehand. It was elachar tzalik v'kiveger. You're allowed to be teila to an esek. You're allowed to be lechur. You should be allowed to be teila when a person was nisaska at 8 o'clock and nisaska at 9 o'clock. You should be allowed to be teila because we don't say just that machilis came to the makom of the zuama. Even in a case where the machilis was there beforehand, I'm allowed to say that the dam came afterwards and came exactly on the spot where the machilis was. L'chura, the halacha of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you could say is true even without saying it's chiddush. You could say that the only time that they were mekel is when it comes to machilis is begeder legazru. So mamela, they always said you're allowed to take off the asik whenever's left is begeder legazru. In other words, to say that two things came from the exact same spot, meichatesi. But to say that whenever a kesem which is less than a gris, chazal were in grazer, in such a case, mamela, all I have to do is say that I take off the ethic. Whatever's left is legozu. It's not. It doesn't have together. I don't need to be tliya. There's no tliya. It doesn't have a lechur. It doesn't get together tliya. And in a chanami, I should be able to be tliya. What would be the nafkamina? Lechur the nafkamina would be bismanenu. Bismanenu. Do we have this halacha of sifcha vav or not? We don't have machilis in that put out this amount of dam. So if the whole vart is like Rabbi Kiva Eiger saying that I'm only tliya that since there was dam already a machilis came. Bismanenu, we don't have machilis. We have to say that a machilis came. The machilis, if you really want to say that a machilis came, it's only a machilis shel zmanenu. Machilis shel zmanenu cannot put out a gris of dam. The chur shouldn't imply. Basha'inkin, if you hold that it's legazru, then in a chanami, the chur, even bismanenu, that we don't have a machilis in, we're allowed to say that whatever came from the asik came, and if you have less than a gris left over, then the chur would be able to be made. I saw that the Badr Shulchan, the Shir Shir Levi, they clear, Leib Tzarechin. It's not clear. L'chur, I would have thought that the same way that we say, La Allah Alamaisa, we go like the Mil Tztafa, and say that whatever came on the blue came from her, whatever came on the white came from the Machirlis, and L'chur, you could say the same thing over here, that whatever came, if your Mamash let it decide where you put the Machirlis, and it came right next to the other Dam, it all looks like one thing, L'chur, over here also, Bizmanenu, we'd be allowed to say the same thing. Also, the Chura, the Stimus of Machaber, and the Neis HaKelim that aren't Machalik, the Chura, you should be able to be Mekel. That's Sif Chavav. Sif Chav Zayin is the Chiddush of Shodi Dam Bei Mitzi. The Beis Yosef is Mechadish, Alpi the Girsa that he had, and all the Achrenim, most of the Achrenim say that it was a Tori Sofer that he had in the Das Ramban, and in the Chanam there's no such halacha. However, the Beis Yosef is Mechadish, that even though the Gemara says that if you do not say Shodi Dam Beimitzi, that if you have a Irunas Aska in a gris, and you found 2.5 grisin, Shtei grisin v'oid, we do not say that we stick the dam that a person was Nasasik in smack in the middle of the Kesem, and then what's left on the right side of the Kesem is less than a gris, what's left on the left side of the Kesem is less than a gris, and each one is a Machirlis. We don't say Shodi Dam Beimitzi. That, says the Beis Yosef, is only when you have 2 grisin v'oid. But if you have just 2 grisin, then you could say it. If you were an Asker in less than a gris, and you found two grisin, not two grisin void, then you do say Shadi Dam Bei Mitzi. And you can say that the dam went smack in the middle, and what's left on the right side is less than a gris, what's left on the left side is less than a gris, you're good to go. And the shayla is, what in heaven's name is the nafkamina between this and that? The whole part of Shadi Dam Bei Mitzi, that we don't say it, is that it's schwer to say that the dam came prinkly smack in the middle, and you're allowed to take it off, and what's on the right, it came smack in the middle of the two machrinasin. L'chura, if that's the case, then what's the difference if you have two grisin v'oid, or you have two grisin? Either way, you shouldn't be able to say shali dam b'mitzi. So Prisha asked the kasha. And the Prisha says, no, the word is like this. In the case where you have shnei grisin v'oid, so when I take off the amount of a machrinas, how much dam do I have? The freebie that they give you of one gris, take off that gris, how much do I have left? Gris v'oid. A gris v'oid has a shem kesem. Once you have a shem kesem, then we don't give kulas of shodi dam being mitzi. We're not going to say you can stick the dam in the middle. However, if you're talking about only two grisim, not two grisim v'oid, so when you take off the gris that you have from achrilis, what are you left with? One gris. One gris doesn't have a shem kesem. One gris doesn't have a shem kesem, and mainly you're allowed to be mekel and say shodi dam being mitzi. But what does that mean that it doesn't have a shem kesem? Of course it has a shem kesem. The only time that a gris doesn't have a shem kesem is if you could tell it in machrilis. But once you took off the first machrilis, the first gris because of machrilis, no matter how much you're left with, even with the period at the end of a sentence, if that's the amount of dam that you're left, that's also going to be matamiyu. Because once you know that it's not from machrilis, then even a tiny little bit's going to be matamiyu. So what's he saying? It doesn't have a shem kesem because all it is a gris. Maybe he means to say that if not for the din of Leiplug, that we only gave you a tliya, one tliya of machilis, we didn't give you two, so then we would say that it doesn't have a shame of a kesem, because we could say it's another machilis. Well, the chur is a little bit dachuk, and now that they only gave you one gris, the chur, it does have a shame kesem. So Levush, and the crazy place to give two mahalchim, the Levush says, he says that the reason why over here you're allowed to be mekel is because since it's not shnei gris and void, all it is, he says, is a little bit more than a gris. So you could really say there's really two sfeikas over here. The first topic is, maybe in this case what happened was, it was a big machrilis. So since it's not so much more than one gris, it's only two grisin, we could say maybe it was a big machrilis, even though we're generally not choishes for that. And also there's a tzad to say, shodi dam bei mitzi, but maybe there's the two sfeikas together, we're allowed to be mekel. Now l'chura, that's a chiddush, because l'chura, when we gave you a gris, we gave you the biggest machrilis. They didn't give you the smaller, or they took all the machrilis and they said, we're going to give you the biggest machrilis. That way, we're always safe. He says, no, it could be that there's bigger machrilis in. The crazy place, he wants to say that be'etzem over here, there's two different tzvikas. He says, first of all, it could be that there was two machrilis and one next to another. So even though generally we're not choishish, but l'mais it's a tzad, and also shadi dam bei mitzi, you could say that dam went punked in the middle. So these two sfeikas together, he says maybe they have, even though each one in and of itself is not such a big, strong suffix, if you put them both together, maybe it gets a chol pachas one suffix, and one suffix will say, will be mekel suffix darabon lekulo. If it's shnei grisim v'oid, then we can't say shadi dam bei mitzi, because we don't have the other tzad to say that maybe it came from two machrilisin. But in a case where it's only two grisin, you could say that it came from two machrilisin, and you can say shadi dam bei mitzi. You have two svaras to be mekel, we'll be mekel. So even though it's a derchik, it's better than any other pshat that I saw. He says. Aside from this, I didn't see a pshat. But l'chur, like the achrenim are being matmiya, l'chur, there's no makom to be mechalik, and therefore they said it's a tori sefer. The shaila is pshat tova. Where is there makom bechal to be mechalik? And that they're saying once we're not handling, all we're handling is two grisim, so Mamela, we're already in the parish of Machrilisin. We're in the parish of Machrilisin, so we could say it's two Machrilisin, we could say it's a bigger Machrilis, we could say that it's the biggest Machrilis, it doesn't have a shame kesem, because generally we would give it a dinner Machrilis. Mamela, once we're in that parish, we're able to say, Shodi Dam Beimitzi. The Ramah brings down over here, Yesh Machrim Natam Bachom Machim, Umikom Machim, Nesaske Badam, Veinu Yudas Bakama, Azlin Lekulo. Barmina Shayu Badam, Kishir Kesem. In a case where a person is nisasik in something and they're not sure how much dam, she's nisasik in a bird and she doesn't know. She found a sellout of dam on her afterwards, but she doesn't know how much dam was in the bird. Says the Ramah, you could be mekel. The shayla is, why can it be mekel? Look, that's the suffik kliyah. It's a suffik of a b'shuk shatavachim. If you pass by a shuk shatavachim and you don't know that it has enough dam to cause such a kesem, So then that's not over b'shuk shatavachim. You don't know if you're over b'shuk shatavachim. You need to be over b'shuk shatavachim to be able to be tehillah. The same thing over here. You don't know whether or not this thing has enough dam, then you don't know if you have a tliya. L'chur, the mashmois is that in a chanami, you don't need a vade tliya. You need a vade mokim litleis. As long as you have a vade mokim to be tehillah, then in a chanami, even if there's a tzad that it's not the same thing, until you could prove to me that it's not, then we say that it is. The same thing we found by Adam ba'Adam, red and red. Unless you know for sure it's not the same red, even if it doesn't look the same. Unless you could tell me for sure that it's not the same red, then I'll be teilim. Like the Lechem Asimla says, that teilim b'chol davar sheyachad litleis, since some are derabanan, teilim b'chol davar sheyachad litleis means even in a tliya bar rechaito. So mamela, as long as I have a mokah to be teilah, I was in the saske and a bird, I don't know how much dam it was, unless you could prove to me that it didn't have enough dam, I look at that as a vade tliya, and we say that in a chanami had enough dam, and you're allowed to be teilim. The same thing also, anything which is the same color, you're allowed to be tailor because we look at it all as it's all nichlal in the suffix. It's all nichlal in the tliyah until you can prove to me that it's not the same color as the kesson that she found. There's another mahalach also maybe possibly you could say up in the sidra terror. The sidra terror brings down from Rabbi Tzeno Aser Fatim. He says that the reason why we're not tailor in the suffix tliyah is because havelei lemeida. She should have known if she passed by shushat habachim. If she, it's like Bari Vashemba, Bari Adif. You're a Shema, you should. The only time that we say this is a Shema that you shouldn't know. If you don't know, so then you're a Shema Garua. But in the case, you want to be Tehillah, you should know whether or not you have a Tliya B'chlal. If you don't know if you have a Tliya, so say such a Tliya B'chlal. But that's only in the case whether if you don't know if you had a Tliya. But if you know they have a Tliya, you just don't know how much down was inside the bird. The Lechur doesn't pass Havilei Lemeida. How are you supposed to know how much down came? How are you supposed to know when he passed by Shuk Shal Zabachim how many birds there were shechting that day? There's no way to know. We should really be teila in a suffer kavu shem shal davachem. It's just we can't be teila in that because meichadei say havelei lemeida. You should have known. In the case where there's no havelei lemeida in a chanami, then there's no chesar and you'd be able to be teila. No, it has to be that it's a emes atliya. If okama that you don't even know if you have a tliya, you can't say vada that you have a tliya. Then chazal didn't give it to you. Sif chof test. Sifchof Ches, sorry. Ha'isha shematzah chaluki kishnei grisim mekina mu'uchabai tahiru. Shagrisa echad vade mekina mu'uchabai v'grisa sheni anutelun reise mekina acheres kim shem mekigris v'ayin. Now l'chiru, this is the halacha, this is the shalom negmarum, dafnin tesmar aleph. The halacha we pass in the kula that if you have a gris mu'ucha, if you find two grisim and you have a machirlis smashed inside, then you're allowed to be tailored one gris in a phantom machirlis and one gris in the machirlis which is shor shachal lefanecho. The shal is, what do you do bizmaneinu? Let's say you find two grisim, and you find a machilis smashed inside. Can you be tailor? The chur as far as says that you shouldn't be able to be tailor. That's how most of the preskis maneinu go, that yizikha can't be tailor, because in a chanami we're allowed to take off one gris because of legozru, because that's we're never grazer up until a gris. But the second gris that we're working together, tlio, they want to seem that it came from machilis, kokama that a machilis shal maneinu can't put out that amount of dam, then the chur is not a tlio. In a chanami it wouldn't be a tlio. Now the truth is that we said beforehand, b'negiat ha'makor in Sifir Aleph, any time that a woman has a mako, she's allowed to be tailor of the amount of dam that comes from a mako plus a gris from a machirlis l'chiru. Now the person clear also l'chiru, would we say that we give you the amount of a machirlis, the amount from a mako plus the amount of a gris of machirlis, or in chanami that in such a case we wouldn't be makel to. We wouldn't be mekel since the machirlis shel zmanin who doesn't put out a amount of gris, doesn't put out a gris in chanami. We wouldn't be mekel. Now lachur, this is really the shaila that we had before in just Kiv Eger. In the case where you have a kesem from one place and you have a machirlis, a gris from another place, can you be tailored? The steam of the machaber is that you're allowed to be tailored in an asik and in a machirlis and in a gris of machirlis. Lachur, the same thing we should say also. When you get to a mako, if a woman has a mako, that's an asik. And you're always allowed to put together an asik together with a gris of dam, even though the machilas shel zmanenu is not that way. In a chanami lechur, in such a case, you would be able to be mekel. So that means that the same way that by asik, if a person was nisaska in a gris, and you're nisaska in a gris, and you found two gris in, you're able to be mekel. If she has a maka that could put out a gris, and she finds two gris in, you're able to be mekel. The only time that we wouldn't be able to be mekel is in a case where you have two grisim. And you want to be teile, the second gris, in a kino which is smashed inside, since bizmanenu, we don't have machilas and that put out that amount of dam, in a chanami we would not be able to be tailor. Sif choftes. I hear harga pishpish shonu tailin bayad keturmis, chazer keturmis the shir agris lecholadinim shomarnu. That which we said that you're allowed to be tailor always in a pishpish plus the asik, in a pishpish plus another, in a machilas plus the asik, in a machilas plus a machilas which is smashed. If you kill the pishpish, then you're going to have the same alafis. And you're going to get, in addition to the asek, you're going to get a pishpish together with the asek, ukedema. Now, what happens when you kill a pishpish? Do you get a pishpish plus a gris or not? Is you get a termis plus a gris or no? Once you kill the pishpish, then all you get is the amount of a termis. The truth is that this halacha really came up beforehand. Imharga pishpesh and tzim zayin. Imharga pishpesh or hericha recha, trela bay ad keturmis. If you kill a pishpesh, then you get ad keturmis. And the pishka shuva brought down here from the Chavas Daskla is the same thing. What happens if, why does it say you're only trela ad keturmis? L'chor you should be able to be trela ad keturmis plus a gris. You get the amount of killing a pishpesh. Pishpesh is like killing a cat, l'chor. You kill the cat, and you get a cat plus a machrilis. It's a little too, you kill the pishpesh plus a machrilis. L'chor you should be able to be trela. So the Chavas Das says, no, if we give you a pishpish, the same way that if pishpishin would be matzui, we'd only give you a pishpish. A pishpish is more than a machilis. We want to give you, if pishpish would be matzui, then we give you just a free pishpish. We want to give you pishpish plus a machilis. We gave you the biggest bug, which is matzui. So it mainly says, any time that I give you a pishpish, betzim I give you one pishpish and that's it. I don't give you pishpish plus a machilis. And in the Chura, according to that, and that's the same as a machaber betzim in Tiv Zion. So you're tired of life, Sorachim, why we don't say that? L'chor the nekuda is, when you kill a pishpesh, it's like, I know that I killed a machirlis. A machirlis, I give you a free machirlis, whether you killed or not. But if you killed, then I only give you one, unless you see a ma'uchabai. But when you kill it, I don't say I give you two, one that you didn't kill and one that you did kill, unless I see the dam ma'uchabai, that's the only time. But if I killed it on the wall, and I want to say that it spritzed on me, and then I got another gris, that's, we don't say that. L'chor, in such a case, we only give you one machirlis. So too, when you kill a pishpesh, that's like you killed the biggest bug that's around. And really, that's all that we give you, is that pishpesh. Practically, bizmaneinu, I don't know how this plays out, because the pishpeshin, the bugs that really smell, they have such bugs, I think, but they're smaller. The pishpeshin, what they call pishpeshin, is bed bugs, are very small, and we don't really have bugs that put out this amount of dam. If you have a juke that puts out this amount of dam, I think that if you step on a juke, it doesn't, you don't see dam, red dam. So I don't know practically how this would help, how this plays out. However, if you could manufacture such a pishpesh, chazra din pishpesh liyaz kamacherlis. Sif lamid. Ein atzricha lahakev hakes madavar shiiter leboi, ela teile min asnama shetezah shazah shochem vizah odom. L'chor, this is a big chiddush, that even though it's possible that the dam is not the same color, the kesem is not the same color as that which you want to be tailored in, nevertheless, you're allowed to be tailored, even unless you know for sure that it's not the same color, then it's not a problem. Not only that, the Prisha says, and many are trying to bring this down, that even if both of them are in front of you, even if you have the kesem in front of you, and you have the thing, the asik, the tseva, whatever it is that the Runasaskin you have in front of you, you don't have to put them both together. Ein tzarach lahakev, even if shneim lefaneinu. The chur is a big chiddush. It's absolutely free, and you're not being mevarech. So the truth is, where's the makar for this? The makar is the Mishnah that we saw in the Testament of Beis. A lady comes into Rikiv and says, I found a kesem. So he says to her, do you have a mako? She said, yeah, v'choyso, but it already scabbed over. Is it yichoyla li galea? Yeah. She says, okay, it's good to go. Why don't you just check it out? Check out to see what color the kesem is. Check out to see what color the dam is. And you're fine. Vice versa. You don't have to check. Now the Shevi Levi's Marer, he says that, first of all, in that case, both of them are dam. She found the kesem, and she has dam from her maka. Both of them are dam. So then, l'chor, they're at least both in the same ballpark. But if you have dam and something which is, you painted, l'chor, you should bring them together to see if it's something which is in the same ballpark. Second of all, he says, maybe that's not considered l'chor legale. That's not considered efshel hakif. Because over here, the only way they were able to see if the dam is the same color is if you rip off the scab. Now we don't say that you should have to rip off a scab to be able to match up the colors. But in a case where you don't have to do any dangerous activities, l'chor, there should be no reason why we shouldn't have to be makif. Nevertheless, the stima samachaber is talking out that way, that you don't have to, unless
And l'chor, this is totally also in every person. Every person, the person that's being, that's donning on it, if by them it's a suffix, even if they would be able to show it to somebody else, and by them it wouldn't be a suffix, they don't have to show it to somebody else. The same way they don't have to bring one to the next. They also don't have to show it to somebody else to see whether or not to them it looks like the same thing. As long as the person that's being the lady that has to decide, it's her kesem, does this look at the same thing? I'm not sure, it could be. Once it's already, it could be. Unless you know Zeh Adam and Zeh Shachar, or Adam and a different type of Adam, which has the din of Adam and Shachar, then you're allowed to be Teileh Lekulon. Sif Lamed Beish. Ha'isha Shayis Ha'isekes B'malachto V'nimtzes Dam B'mokam She'avro Al Davar Shayya Bodek Lam Yitchilo Tachzir Lissasi Kamo Isha Asto Im Yizdam She'tavar Al Mokam She'nimtze Bay Adam T'mei Avon After Her. This halacha the Mechaber says, when a woman finds dam on kelim, then only if the kli is a kli which is badaklo, she knows that it was clean from beforehand, and we're not sure if it came from her or not. So she should do the exact pula, she should do instant replay of what she did beforehand, and if it's shayach that she passed over the makim where the kesem is, if not, not. Now, yesh la'ayin bizmanenu, if the whole halacha is in a din in a davar which is badak, bizmanenu, we don't really have things, blood flying around, l'chur stam kelim ar badukim. However, practically, I don't know how negiah this halacha is, because most people are wearing underwear, and therefore you don't have dam which is just coming out on kelim. And even in this, you could have maybe a scenario, l'chur, that a woman doesn't have, they have something on the, she's not wearing something underneath. However, generally the dam is going to fall on the ground, that she should be walking over kelim and they're going to land on the kelim. However, there could be a case where she finds it, let's say, on the mat in the bathroom. Such a case, l'chura, something which is a kli, then it would be tali in whether or not this is considered a kli which is badaklo, and bizmanenu, maybe you could be mitzadeh that stam kelim are badukim, and therefore, even if you don't know for sure, however, as we'll see, that sugi is based on Hashem and Yudalid, what's considered badaklo, what's not considered badaklo. L'chura, bepash, that's anything which is on the floor that people step on, would not certainly not be considered badaklo, and a person Bepash, the Sechar wouldn't have to worry about it. Maybe depending on the size, then you'd have to dan. Sif Mem. Bodko Chaluko Pashtosa Yomatsa Tahiro Veshila Lechavata Velov Shematsa Bay Kesem Arishina Tahir Vashniat Meo. All the Achrenim, the Prisha, the Taz, the Shach, Teres Hashlomim, they're all busy with the Bach. This halacha, it says that two women wore the same beged, and they found the kesem on it afterwards. Now, the first woman, after she took it off, she was boydekin, and then she gave it to the second woman. The halacha is that the first woman is tar, and the second woman is tummy. However, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are both medakdik to write that the first lady checked it before she put it on. She checked it before she put it on, then she checked it afterwards, and then she gave it to the second lady. Why does it have to be a case that she checked it beforehand? So, the Bach Nemzon, he says, the reason why it's Lidyuka. Had she not checked it beforehand, dafka because she checked it beforehand, and she checked it afterwards, that's why she's to her, says the Bach. But had she checked it beforehand and she didn't check it afterwards, then in a Hanami shoot, the first lady would be Tami. Shail is, l'chor, what's the chiddush? As effect of taz, of course, it's pashim. Anytime that you take a cholik, which is badik, and two people wear it, and you don't know who it's from, they're both tummy. So the precious machadish, he says, badko chaluka upashtasi umatza tahiro. Umatza tahiro doesn't mean that you found that the cholik is tar. Matza tahiro. She found herself to be tar. That means she checked the cholik beforehand. Afterwards, she didn't check the cholik. She checked herself. And she found that she was tar, and she gave the cholik to her friend, and they found the kesem afterwards. She's allowed to be telling the friend and not on herself, which is the chorah big chiddush over here. She never checked the beged before she gave it to her friend. She checked it before she put it on; it was clean. She checked herself before she gave the beged to her friend, and she was clean. She didn't have a. Nevertheless, that even though she didn't check the beged, she's allowed to be telling the kulo. This maybe we'll see behemshach the simon also exactly in a case where they find three women find the kesem. And one does a bedikah right away. Is she mafkir herself in the shayla? Can you be mafkir yourself? We know it's not uncommon for a woman to do bedikah, and it comes out clean, and still she should have some on the same day. So the fact that you found at the end of the day a kesem, and 3 hours earlier you did a bedikah,
Does that mean that, or she was wearing it, she wore it for the first 6 hours of the day. She does a bedika, she wore it from 6 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock. Then she took it off, she does a bedika, and she gives it to her friend. Could be that she had a kesem 4 hours beforehand. Just because her bedika came out good, nevertheless, who says that that should be a vise that she didn't see the kesem machlal? We'll see mehemshech that ken zayin enechanam itaka is, we always work at b'shas. We don't have to dan on the kesem except b'shas mitzio, and if b'shas mitzio we know that you are tor, then in nechanam you don't have to be choishish. Or at the closest time b'shas mitzio you're tor, then in nechanam you wouldn't have to be choishish. Shach gives a different mahalach, like we said. There's a shalom dan's on that also. L'chur is a chiddush in the prisha, just to point out this nekuda, that even though she was never boidik the choluk, nevertheless the fact that she was boidik herself, that's enough for her to be Tor, even though she was not biting the chaluk. That's with regard to the halachas. Now, just to be mesakim the shittas rishonim and daf nun tes, we're not going to handle. Really, daf nun tes is nageya to daf yudalid. However, I don't think the whole oilam finished daf yudalid, and therefore, just to be mesakim the halachas that are nageya to nun tes, which is actually nageya to halachas of kuf tzadi aleph, as we'll see behemshich. The Mishnah says, "Ha'isha she'yisa tzorachel v'ros adam, remeir aimer memedes tmeim mishavis teher." A woman that is using the bathroom and she finds v'ros adam. The Achronim point out over here it says v'ros adam, and then behemshach the Mishnah it says v'ish v'isha she'osu tzorachel nasecha sefel v'nimta adam. Here it says v'ros and there it says nimta. Says the Chizur Alach Sijutari. He says because over here it's pashat that it's v'ros adam, that it's from her. There is no man that's involved. I'm shaking over here, and in the second case, that there's a man involved, so you don't know that there's no rasa, you don't know who it's from. However, in a case where Hayisha Shiyaisa Tzorchel V'Rasa Dam, for sure the Dam came from her. The question is, where did it come from? Did it come from the Makom of the Meir Aglaim, or did it come from the Makor? Rabbi Meir, Aimi Memedes Tamev Meshevas Tahiru. Gemenzach makes a chilek whether or not you're standing or sitting. Standing your Tamei, sitting your Tar, says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Benkach, Rabbi Benkach Tahiru. Sai Visai Yur Tar, according to Rabbi Yisim. The Gemara says, Maishnoi Medes. How come, according to Rameir, why is Rameir Machalik and he's Matame by Emedes? Because the Armina Meir Aglaim has the Makar by Sidam, the Meir Aglaim goes back to the Makar and brings out Dam. Yeshevas Nami, name the Meir Aglaim has the Makar by Sidam. So why do we have the same Chash by Yeshevas? And for the Gemara, Omar Shmuel be Mizanekes. Talking about Mizanekes, she's Yeshevas and Mizanekes, and therefore there's no Chash. For the Gemara, you have a different Chash. Mizanekes Nami, Dilma Basa Tatamu Maya, I Sidam. Maybe after. She finished being Matomir Aglaim with the Zinuk, it start afterwards she saw Dam. Says the Gemara, Amaribaba be Yeshevas Asvasa Sefel, Mazanek Sefel, Sefel, Vinim Sadam Sefel, Sefel. No, we have a Raya Mukrachas that the Dam didn't come out afterwards, and therefore you don't have the Chash. Now, there's the Mach Rishonim Dan exactly in what case is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rameir and Rebesi? And there is, I think, 5 Purushim in understanding this that we saw. Rashi, Tesis, the Rajba, and the bottom of the Rosh, they bring down from the Ran and the Maharam Rotemberg. Rashi learns that Oimedes is not Shaykh to be Mezanekes. The only time that it's Shaykh to be, when a person is Oimedes, when a woman is Oimedes, it's only Shaykh Shreiseses. Memela, when it's Oimedes, there is no question of Oimedes Umezanekes. Because there's no such possibility. The Gemara understood that the Machlekes between Remeir and Rebiesi is by Oimedes Veshreiseses. Memela, the Gemara says, and over there Rebiesi is Matame. Rebiesi is Matar and Remeir is Matame. And the Gemara asks, according to Remeir, L'chura, how come we don't say the same thing by Yeshevas Veshreiseses that she should be Tame? The Gemara says, in a Hanami, we would say that Yeshevas is Vishesheses is Tami. It's just we were talking about Mizanekes. And therefore, according to Rameir, you're not Tami. That means, in the case of Oimedes and Mizanekes, there's no such Matthias. So there's no Machlekes. Oimedes Vishesheses, Yeshevas Vishesheses, they have the same halacha. According to Rameir, she's going to be Tami. And according to Rabiesi, she's going to be Tar. And in the case of Yeshevas and Mizanekes, then according to everybody, you're going to be Tar. That means, according to Rabbi Yosi, there's never a chash of Hadar Meir Aglaim and Bakar Vayisi Dam. There's never a case. Amedes Umezanekes, there is no Matthias. And Amedes Vishreiseses,
Or Yeshevet Zvesh says that's when Rabbi Yitzi muttered. So Rabbi Yitzi is never a choishish, holder mer lo gaim remakar vayitzi dam. Nevertheless, the Gemara asked a question that the her nakashur bechlal to this whole machlekes. The Gemara says, forget the whole shayla about holder mer lo gaim remakar vayitzi dam. Whether you hold like Remeir, whether you hold like Rabbi Yitzi, Lechura, we should be choishish that maybe after she finished being matal meiraglaim, dam came out. As soon as she finished, punkt, as soon as she finished being matal meiraglaim, then the dam came out. On that, the Gemara says, yeah, and Chanami is talking about a case which is Yeshevet al Safta Sefel, and she found dam only in the middle of the Sefel. That Ukimta Lechura, we have to say, Sai according to Remeir, Sai according to Rabbi Yitzi. Because you always have the chash that maybe as soon as she finished being matal meiraglaim, then she found dam. But in a case where she's not Yeshevet al Shvat al Sefel, that you have no chash that busted the tamu mayo. In a case where you have no chash busted the tamu mayo aiti dam, according to Rabbi Yitzi, you're never choishish that dam came out together with the meiraglaim. Why not? Why are you not choishish? So the chur of the pshat is like the Rashba says. The Rashba says, cheskas dam sheyotim amayim b'shvil amayim bo. The chazaki is that dam that comes out together with meiraglaim comes out from the neck of the meiraglaim. The only dam that comes out is dam that comes out of Makar. Dam that comes out together with Meraglaim is not tummy. Where does it come from? It must be from a Makar. So says the Rashba, Rabbi Yitzi holds the Chazaka is that if there's dam coming out with the Meraglaim, it came out together from the Shvil, from the Makar, from the Nekev of the Meraglaim, and therefore there's no Chash whatsoever that the dam came from the Makar, it came together with the Meraglaim. Agav, Mavur, that he understood that the chash of Hodr Meiraglaim and Makar Vayitzi Dam means that the Meiraglaim goes into the Makar and pulls out Dam, and the Dam comes out from the Makar. It doesn't come out from the Meiraglaim, from the Muck of the Meiraglaim. Because if it did, then he wouldn't be able to say that Chazaka is that whatever Dam comes out with Meiraglaim comes out from the Muck of the Meiraglaim. Dam that comes out with Meiraglaim comes out from the Muck of the Meiraglaim. You're right, it comes out from the Muck of Meiraglaim. But maybe it went into the Makar, pulled out dam, and came out through the Makom Meraglaim. But it says, according to the Rashba, didn't understand that that's a Metzius. Who did understand that that's a Metzius? The Marach or Zerua. The Noi de Behuda brings down, in Yerodei, Simin Memches, he brings down the Marach or Zerua, that he says that the Olam had a little bit of trouble, or a lot of trouble, understanding what the Metzius is. How does the Meraglaim go back to the Makor and take out dam? L'chur, there's two Yitzhiyos, one for the dam and one for the meraglaim. And inside, internally also, there's two different places. There's the bladder, that's the makom of the meraglaim, and there's the rechem, which is the makom of the dam. And they're not connected. So l'chura, how does it work that the meraglaim goes back to the makar and brings out dam? L'chura, they're not connected, b'chol. Says the Marach or Zeruah, no. When the dam goes back into the bladder, there is a connection, there's a little nekev that connects the rechem to the bladder, and the meraglaim goes into the rechem, pulls out the dam, comes back into the bladder, and goes out through the neck of the meraglaim. The Nedivita brings down the pshat, and he says, "Hachosh yakishay." He says, "That's not true. That's not the Metzius." If you look in the back of the new Nedivihudas and the Shalos Shuvah, the Shalos Shuvah Nedivihudas, they bring down all the haras from the daily achrayim of the Nedivihudas. And one of the achrayim is murdered on the Nedivihudas. He says, "No, it's not true. You should just know that there is connections. There's all types of veins and all types of things that connect the internal organs. Not only that, I spoke to a doctor, and there is such a possibility. Either way, he understood, the Marach or Zeruah understood, that the meraglaim goes from the bladder to the rechem, pulls out the dam, and goes back out through the mukam of the meraglaim. The Avnei Nezer also brings down this Marach or Zeruah, and he brings down two other pshatim of how do we understand this Metzius. One is, I think, that many of the Olam understood, and that is that the dam, the Meraglaim, came out of the neck of the Meraglaim, but since the Sfasayim of the woman, the that surrounds the Makam of the Meraglaim, were pressed together, so Mamela, the Meraglaim, wasn't able to leave her body, and it went back up through the neck of the Makar and pulled out dam. So it left the body and went back up and pulled out dam. The dam is coming out from the Makam of the Makar. Or there's another possibility that the Avnei Nezer says. It says that when the meraglaim is forced back, so it causes the yisurus the same way that we find. I think some of the people in Medamit, who she is in Medamit, says we find that a woman when she eats something which is very sharp, it could cause her to have a period. She has a vest of dvarim charifim that she has. She ate something which is charif, and she saw dam because of that.
There's many things that can bring on dam. Tashmash can bring on dam. There's things that can bring on dam. And Mamela, if the miraglaim going back is misur, it could be that it's misur the dam to come out. That would also mean that the dam comes out from the makrim of the makar. Just one nachkamina, just to understand why it's important to understand where the dam comes out from, is there a way to prove Bishat that she's being matal miraglaim if the dam is from the makar or not? Let's say this woman has a moich inside. She has a tampon. She has a moich inside of Oysa Mokim at the time that she's using the bathroom. And no dam came out. There's no dam on that. Is that a raya that the dam that she saw in the toilet is not from the makar? Or no? It could be that the dam went into the Mokim of the Miraglaim and came out through there. And we'll see, this is the Nakuda, which is Nagea, that we'll see in Simim Kufta the Aleph. There is what's called the Bedikas Ma'aril. The Ma'aril says we have the perfect way to check a woman to see whether or not it's coming from the makar. Stick a moichin at the time that she's being matal miraglaim. We'll be able to tell, foolproof. So the shach, no, it's not foolproof. And everybody wonders, why is it not foolproof? L'chur, it is foolproof. But l'chur, one of the nekudas is to check, lav dafka, do you have to learn, there's other ways to get out of it, why it's not foolproof also. But lav dafka, do you have to learn that the dam comes out from the makar? It could be that the miraglaim pulls the dam from the makar into the makar miraglaim, comes out through the miraglaim. That's one of the things that the Achrayim asked. Achrayim, the dam has to be that it leaves the makar, not dam that was in the makar. Very good. The lachera. The other two pshatim is very glad. It came out from the makar and the makar. Lachera. Very good. That is Rashi. Rashi learns that Rabbi Yosi does not hold ever of achshash of hadar meraglaim the makar vayitzi dam. Tosfos says not that way. Tosfos says no. It is shaykh oimedes umizanekes. And the Gemara understood that the shayla of the Gemara was even by a medes mizanekes, that's where Remeir is metame. And the Gemara says, I'm sorry, a medes umizanekes, and that's where Remeir is metame. And the Gemara says no, that it, the Gemara says if that's the case by a medes mizanekes, that Remeir is metame, even though it's only chodo l'reyasa, then l'chur in the case of Yosheves v'shoyseses, that it's chod alareyasa, she should also be matame. And the Gemara says, yes, you're right, in a chanami, in such a case, you're going to be matame. That means that in a case where you're oimedes umizanekes, where it's chod alareyasa, or you're sheves vishreiseses, that it's chod alareyasa, that's where you have the machlekes in Remeir and Rebesi. However, in oimedes vishreiseses, that it's tarki alareyasa, even Rebbe Yosi is going to be maskim that you're going to be tame. That's the Rosh Hashanah, you can learn the tesis. And the case of Yosheves umizanekes, where it's tarti l'tevusa, everybody's going to hold that your Torah. So according to Tosfos, when it's tarti l'tevusa, everybody holds your Torah. Tarti l'reyasa, or medes v'sheiseses, everybody holds your tummy. In the case where it's chod l'reyasa, v'chod l'tevusa, that means medes umizanekes, or Yosheves v'sheiseses, that's where you have the machlekes, according to Remeir, is tummy, according to Beis, is Torah. According to Taisis, that means that Rabbi Yosi sometimes is choshesh v'hodor meir l'glayim v'makor v'ayisi dam. Not like we just brought down from Rashi. In the case we have tarti l'reyaso, even Rabbi Yosi is going to be maskim that we say hodor meir l'glayim v'makor v'ayisi dam. Taisis understands that the Gemara Shaila on Remeir, Dilma bastu the tamu maya ayisi dam, that's only in Remeir. If Remeir holds when you're yosheves v'sheiseses that there's a chshash of hodor meir l'glayim v'makor v'ayisi dam, then every time that a woman is mizanekes, as soon as she finishes being mizanekes, she's mishesetes. That happens. When a person, after the stream of meraglaim, it starts dripping out. That's the shesetes. Every time that a woman is mizanekes, afterwards she's shesetes, we should have to be choshesh hader meraglaim and makar v'aitzidam. That means Tesis didn't understand that the pressure, like the Chassam Sefer points out, that the pressure of the buildup of the meraglaim trying to come out and not being able to come out, that's what brings out the dam. Because over here we're talking about that she ready, all the pressure is finished. She's just dripping out afterwards. And even so, there's a chash that maybe the meraglaim could bring the dam. It's just when you have a stream, the stream forces the meraglaim out, that there's no chash that it goes back. Anytime you don't have a stream, you have to be chashash. The Rajba, he learns Alderach Tesis, that the Gemara Shaila of Dilma Basar the Tamu Maya, Aisi Dam, is only according to Remeir. Dilma Basar Datama Maya Aisi Dam is only according to Remeir. But he learns Halach Lamaisa like Rashi, that there's never a case, according to the Rashba, there's never a case that I'm going to be Choshish that Dam ever came out with Meir Aglayim. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, he's different than Rashi, that Rashi holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, if at the time that the Meir Aglayim was coming out, she saw Dam, for sure it's not Dam from the Makar. But there's always a chash that as soon as she finished being out the Meir Aglayim, then Dam came out. The Rashba learns not that way. The Rashba learns that we're not even choshish that the dam came out afterwards. Bust of the time of Maya Aisi dam was only a chashash in Remeir, it's not a chashash in Rabbi Yossi, and therefore you're never choshish any time that a woman sees dam when she's being matam eraglayim. She's never choshish ever for dam. And that's b'pashas how the Rambam learns. The Rambam Chaber Paskins, it's in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. He goes so vite to say that even if she has hargosha, ha'isha she'ishtina mayim, this is the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch, word for word for the Rambam, v'yotza dam imeir agleo, bein she'ishtina v'hiyar medes, bein she'ishtina v'hiyar sheves, harezu tahiru, v'afile hir gisho gufa v'niz dazea, eina choyseshes, shargosha is meir agleim hi, she'in meir agleim in ha'cheder, v'dam zeh dam makuhu v'chokhelis v'kulio. Says the Rambam, any time that a woman finds dam together with a meir agleim, she's never choshish. According to, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, not like Remeir. We're not worried that she's, even if she had a hargosha, we don't care. We say it was hargosha's meir aglayim, she made a toys. Lakula. Even though the Rambam is the shita that holds that when she does the bedika and she finds dam and she says she didn't have hargosha, we say she did have hargosha. When it comes to meir aglayim, we say not that way. She says that she did have hargosha, we're going to say you didn't have hargosha. It was meir aglayim and you're tar. Because we're never choshish for other meir aglayim, makar v'ayitzi dam, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam. The next shita is the shita of the Hagoyis Maimini. He says that the Gemara says that the only time that there's a machlekes is a case of Oimedes and Mizanekes. That's where we have the machlekes between Remeir and Rabbi Yossi. But Yosheves, it doesn't say that there's a machlekes there, Bechlal. We said, Maishno Oimedes, where the Gemara asked, how come in the case of Oimedes, Remeir is Metame? We said, because it's talking about, and Remeir is Metar. Because we said it, because it's talking about imedes umizanekes. That means that the whole shayla of the Gemara is going dafk in a case of mizanekes. That's where we have the machlekes. But in the case of where it's imedes vishreseses, then in a chanami, Rabbi Yossi is going to be metame. This, the only case that there's a. I'm sorry. Imedes umizanekes is. Remeir is metahar. Yosheves Vishri Seses, Remeir is Metame. And that's where Rabbi Yossi says that it's not a problem. Yosheves Umizanekes, that's where we have the case of Machlekes. Where does the Gemara's death sign? Where is the Machlekes between Remeir and Rabbi Yossi? In the case where she's Yosheves Umizanekes. No, that's the case that she's Tahura. Oimedes umizanekes. I'm sorry. Oimedes umizanekes is the case of the machlekes. In the case where she's Oimedes umizanekes, according to Rabbi Yossi Yotar, according to Remeir Yotame, that's the case that we know is the machlekes. Every other case, as the Gois Ma'amini, we don't see that there's machlekes. That means in every other case, everybody agrees. If you're Oimedes Vishay Seses, everybody holds at your tummy. If you're Yosheves Vishay Seses, everybody holds at your tummy. And if you're Yosheves Umizanekes, that's where we have Yosheves Umizanekes, everybody holds at your tar. Yosheves Vishay Seses, everybody holds at your tummy. Yosheves Vishay Seses, everybody holds at your tummy. Everybody holds at your tummy. Yosheves Vishay Seses, everybody holds at your tummy. Yes. Mizanekes is the only time that we know that Rabbi Yossi is Mekel is in a case of Mizanekes. But any time that it's Shrisesis, then you're going to be Tamei. Memela, the only Nekudas HaMachlekes, according to the Gois Maimini, is Oimedes or Mizanekes. According to Rabbi Yossi Yotar, according to Remeir Tamei. If you're Oimedes Vishrisesis, Yosheves Vishrisesis, then you're Tamei according to everybody. Yosheves or Mizanekes, you're Tar according to everybody. But in Echanami, in there's only one makom which has an nekudas hamachlekes, according to that. Which comes to is that even if we pass like Rabbi Yosi, there's going to be many cases that in the Chanamish is going to be tummy. According to the Rambam, we pass like Rabbi Yosi, really she's never tummy. According to the Hagaris Maimini, even if we pass like Rabbi Yosi, still by a medes vishay seses and your shemes vishay seses, you're still going to be tummy, even according to Rabbi Yosi. The last shot is the Chedush Ran. The Ran Tainas, that the Machlaikis between Remeir and Rabbi Yosi is the Algamena Machlaikis of Kol HaShas. What does Remeir hold? Remeir holds Cheshina LeMiyuto. So even though it's not common for Hoder Meir Aglayim LeMakar VaYitzidam, nevertheless we're Cheshish Hoder Meir Aglayim LeMakar VaYitzidam according to Remeir. And L'Chura, it's very Gishmak according to this Pshad and Rish Lakish holds that Remeir is Maskim even by a Svek Tzveka. Remeir holds that we're not going to be Mekel. L'Chura, why not? Where do you ever find that by a Svek Tzveka we're not Mekel? But if you understand that a Svek Tzveka, the lumpness of a Svek Tzveka is, like the Rashba says in Tshuva, that you have raved Stadim to be Mekel, then the Chur, it's glatt. In Echanam, you have raved Stadim to be Mekel, Reb Meir is Choshesh Lemiyuto, Kenega the Rav. Even though Lav Dafka's raved Stadim have the same thing as Rav, however, it has the Chur, Apirish, it has a Pshat, the Chur. The whole Vard of Svek Tzveka is that it's raved Stadim, and Mele, you could say that Reb Meir Lishitasi holds that we're Choshesh Lemiyuto. Mele is not Choshesh Lemiyuto, Mele is not Choshesh. However, he says that the Chur is very schwer to say that the whole rest of the Shaklev Atari of the Gemara of Dilma Bosser the Tamu Maya Aisi Dam, he says the Chur is schwer to say that that's going Dafkin Remeir that we don't pass the night. The Pasha should be that it's going Lekuli Almo. We pass like a Biyasi to have a whole Shaklev Atari of the Gemara that's going not according to Alibad Elchus, that's schwer. Elamai is going even according to Rabiyasi. And Rabiyasi is going to be maskim in a case where you have Ha'ichacha, even though Leichashin in the Miyuto. Where you have a chacha that it came afterwards, then even Rabbi Yosi is going to be masking. What's that case? You have a chacha. If you find dam al svasa sechel, you have a chacha. So you're right. We're not choshes from Yuto, but you can't face. You got to face the facts. And for kama that you see dam by chacha that it's on the mokum of the it's on the svasa sechel. You know for sure that it came afterwards. Then in echanami, even according to Rabbi Yosi, you're going to be tummy. So kum tais that really we have five shatim just to be masakim. That was the sikum. In two sentences or less. According to Rashi, Rabbi Yosi holds that we're never choshish for Hoder Meir Aglayim LeMakar VaYitzi Dam. Memela, according to Rabbi Yosi, there's never chshash. There is only a chshash that maybe after she finished, maybe the dam came out. According to Tosfos, Rabbi Yosi is maskim sometimes that Hoder Meir Aglayim LeMakar VaYitzi Dam. When you have Tarti L'Reyasa, everybody holds Hoder Meir Aglayim LeMakar VaYitzi Dam. That means if she's a medes v'shei tesis, according to Tosfos, you have to be choshish. The Rashba, the Rambam, they hold we're never choshish. That ever, any time that dam comes out with a woman, we're not choshish that dam comes out, she's always tar. We pass like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi is never choshish for other Megayim and Kar Vaisi Dam. And we're not even choshish for Basu that says the Rashba, we're not even choshish that maybe dam came out afterwards, not like Rashi. Even afterwards, we're not choshish that dam came out. Then we have the Maram Rotenberg, he says, no, even Rabbi Yosi is going to be masking in the case of a Medes Vishay Seses or Yeshevas Vishay Seses, that she's going to be tummy. The whole machlekes was by a medes and mizanekes. A medes v'shesesis. Yeshes v'shesesis, even Rabbi Yosi is going to be metame. And then we have the Shita Saran, who says that Rabbi Yosi is not going to be metame. He's not choshes miyuto. However, if you have a chocho that the dam came afterwards, that the dam is al sfas sefel, then even Rabbi Yosi is going to be maskim. We're just like to one nekuda that's going to get to daf yadal, and that is that even though it says that Rabbi Yosi is metaher, the Rach learns that Rabbi Yosi doesn't mean that he's metaring Gansin. It means that he's mitara that she's not tummy midaraisa. However, nevertheless, according to the Rach, she still is tummy midarabanan.